Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program that is already in progress, even though the host has not moved towards the microphone. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken, and now the host of Dinner at Andy's, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
Great intro.
So we don't have cheerleaders
great,
today.
Great intro. Man, oh man.
We don't have our laughers.
No, thanks to last week's laughers, though.
We don't have it. We're here just you and me tonight.
Yes, we are. Man,
good luck to us.
Although we do have the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
They're a very important part of what we do.
Yeah, they're kind of essential.
Yeah.
Especially tonight, because it's the last episode of Dinner at Andy's during the Heck Raiser.
Oh, you're trying to raise some money.
Our imaginary fundraiser.
Yeah.
And so we haven't really tried, you know, like other DJs have been doing all sorts of things, attempting to raise money for the station, whereas we haven't really even attempted.
Well, you're bucking some serious headwinds. The economy is challenging.
Yes, so struggling. I've heard.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't want to check your 401k. You don't want to check your money market balance. But we're asking people to find a way to keep us going, if we're important at all to you. Right, Kenny?
Right.
Let me ask you something. Right, suppose God... I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Suppose God came to you and said, you're never going to hear any Moody Blues again for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Would you be okay with that?
Fine.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd have no problem with that.
No problem.
I don't mind the Moody Blues.
Yeah.
But I could live without them.
I mean, you can always listen to Jose Feliciano's version of Nights in White Satin. That wouldn't be outlawed, right?
Honey, this is not up to me. This is up to God.
But he's okay.
Hypothetical.
He's okay with cover versions.
I think God will make the exception for Jose Feliciano.
Yeah, good. I should hope so.
And his and that means you don't have to listen to The Doors either. Because did he do Light My Fire?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he did do Light My Fire.
And I'm telling you.
He had a hit with it.
Yeah, that song said it all to me. And until I heard that song, I was wallowing in the mire. But then that song set me straight. What a great weasel.
No time to wallow in the mire.
What a great weasel line.
Oh, but come on. There's so many weasel rhymes in popular
no
music.
No time to wallow in the mire. I'm sure Jim Morrison said, hey, let's just put a pin in that.
We couldn't get much higher.
Yeah, we couldn't get much higher. Buyer.
Fire.
Yeah, buyer. Sire. Mire. Jim, how about wallow in the mire? Yeah, we'll go with that. Quick impression of Jim Morrison.
Uncanny. So tonight is listeners' chance to not only soak Andy, which I know people love to
do. Oh, Jesus. How did this happen?
Well, it's a new concept that you came up with this idea, actually.
Well, because I didn't think we'd raise as much as we've been raising.
Yeah.
You told me it would just be a few bucks.
Yeah. Well, it is just a few bucks at this point, but here's how it's going to work.
Oh, for the Lord.
Anybody who pledges to...
Are we done talking about the Moody Blues?
Yes, and the Doors.
Fine, go on. Yeah. Okay, anybody who pledges
post 3:30 p.m. today, including during the program tonight.
Well, they are. Well, it's long after 3:30. Anyone that pledges from this point on.
Right. Anybody who pledges from this point.
But you're
on,
counting the afternoon pledges as well.
Yeah, Andy's going to have to match 10% of that, and that 10%, for example, right now the total is $460. So right now, Andy's going to give $46.
Not to the station.
Not to the station, but to one person who pledged.
That's right.
So you can win 10% of whatever we raise.
Right. If we raise $1 million in the next 50 minutes, then one listener, a listener that pledged, even if you pledge $5 or $10, I guess $10 is your minimum,
yeah,
right, Kenny?
Yeah.
$10, $20. You'll be in the running. We're going to pick a listener at random.
For $100,000.
You will.
Or half of what Andy spent to renovate his kitchen.
$100,000.
Could go right to you.
Okay, 10% of the pot will be kicked back to a listener. And you assured me on the phone it would just be a few dollars.
Yeah, just a couple of, that's all it is right
but
now.
But it's already, you've already raised.
Right now, $46, that's it.
Yeah, but you've raised $460 already, without, and the show hasn't even started.
No, we've been on the air for 10 minutes.
Well, you assured me it would just be a few bucks.
Yeah, well, it is just a few bucks.
But then
$46 last week.
$46 is money. That's a dinner at Denny's. You go to Denny's with your wife and one of your kids. You can't take all the kids to Denny's, and it's $46.
Yeah. What do you do with the kid who you don't take to Denny's?
Well, you'll get a seat by the window so you can see him or her.
Yeah.
They're outside.
And they're locked in the car.
Yeah, but it's very important to keep an eye on that kid.
Windows shut?
Windows cracked. Ken,
parked
windows
in the cracked. Sun. Okay, windows cracked. That's
parked
good.
Near
just,
Denny's.
Just testing you. Just testing.
That's how we do it.
So we would like people to go to...
That's our $46 Saturday night special.
We'd like people to go to WFMU.org.
Guys, we're picking lots. It's time to go to Denny's. Who's going to go inside to this week? Come on, kids. Pick a straw. Short straw. Short straw has to sit outside. That's us. That's
no,
me.
I mean, at least you're cracking the windows.
Oh, my God, Ken.
Yeah.
We're not animals.
Yeah. Do you ever get, like, pesky neighbors who, you know, give you a hard time because you lock your kid up in a car in the sun with the windows barely cracked?
Not until this moment. No one's complained. Not until you, just now.
No, I wasn't complaining.
So I'm giving 10%, but you've graciously... come up with a way for me to lower that percentage.
Yeah, or raise it. Or raise it.
But it could go as low as 9 or even 8 or even 7%.
Right. Pete, we're inviting listeners after they've made a pledge at WFMU.org and applying it to dinner at Andy's to give us a call and ask Andy some Beatles trivia. It's got to be pretty hard because Andy...
No, it doesn't have to be pretty hard.
Andy knows the Beatles pretty well. He can name all four of them.
I can. And I have a little secret. And here's how I remember them. Uh-huh. Ringo ends with an O.
Yep.
And O is a circle.
Okay.
The shape of a drum. So Ringo, I remember, is the drummer.
All right.
George begins with a G.
Yeah.
Same letter as guitar begins with. So George is the lead guitarist.
Right.
Paul begins with a P.
Okay.
Which stands for pretty. So that's how I remember Paul is the pretty Beatle.
Okay.
And John... is another name for toilet, and that's how I remember John is the Beatle that loved to take dumps.
Well, he also famously used to perform with a toilet seat around his neck.
Yeah.
In Hamburg.
Yeah, famously did that.
Yeah, speeding his butt off.
He loved to perform with toilets, and he loved to take dumps.
All right.
That's how I remember... That's how I remember little Beatle
trivia. I think we... so.
It's called mnemonic devices.
That's really impressive. So the point is that your Beatles trivia questions have to be pretty hard. Cause
lead guitarist? George.
As you can see...
There, that's one.
And Andy
okay,
is...
Okay, so for every two Beatles questions that I get right, my 10% pledge... Not a pledge. My 10% gift to a listener
right.
is reduced to 9%. Is reduced by 1%.
Right, and for every two you get wrong, it goes up a percentage.
Oh, but that can't be impossible.
No, they can't. I'll be the judge.
You'll be the judge. Yes. Oh, now I can rest easy.
Yeah, I'll be the
judge. Oh, yeah, you'll be the judge
of what's a reasonable question.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, Ken and Andy. How are you guys?
Well, good. we're doing great now that you called.
Oh, thank you.
Ken, do you have a piece of scrap paper?
Yes, I do.
You know who loved to write on scrap paper?
Who?
Paul.
The pretty one.
Yeah.
Paul, the pretty one.
So, for the Beatles trivia, can it be like... Because the question is, there was a Who song.
Yeah.
I can see for miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What Beatles song, in like, why did they write that song? What Beatles song made them write that song?
What Beatles song inspired Pete Townsend... to write I Can See for Miles.
Correct.
Hmm. No, well, and okay.
Okay, wait, hold on. I Can See for Miles. Well, I don't think it's going to be the same melody.
No.
I think it's kind of, do you mean the subject matter called for Pete Townsend to respond? Is that correct?
No. It was the sound. actually.
Oh, the sound. Pete Townsend was inspired by the sound.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see for Miles something has from, a kind of psychedelic.
Okay, is it something from the White? Is it something from the White album?
Oh wow! Yeah.
Is it Helter Skelter?
Wow! Yes, yes, that, it is.
That's it. That's how you do it.
Wow.
Nice.
I could see that now. No, I could see. I could see the sound that they were going for was similar.
Jeez. And
that was
and
nice.
Caller, where did you get this information?
You just made it up.
Well, Wikipedia.
Okay, good enough for us.
Wouldn't you agree, Wikipedia? You're vetting the callers of the information.
Yeah, because sometimes you know.
And all they have to say is Wikipedia, and you're accepting it. Great, ready to roll.
Yep.
There's sources. There's sources on Wikipedia.
It's sourced. Yeah, that's right. It's all sourced.
It does get sourced and fact checked and things like
and
that.
And cited. Yeah, exactly.
Now, the more interesting question might have been, where did what inspired Helter Skelter?
Oh,
Charles Manson.
Well, no. Charles Manson was inspired by Helter Skelter.
Yeah, no.
The
Helter
sound
Skelter.
Of Helter oh. Skelter. No, Helter Skelter was inspired. There were some heavy rock bands out there.
Right. He wanted the
that they were emulating.
Yeah, who was it?
Probably like 13th Floor or something like that, right?
No. No. It
wasn't the 13th Floor.
No, it was a popular.
Do you remember who it was? Yeah, I can't
remember.
Was
it like MC5? It was like some weird. I don't know. I don't remember. Okay, but it doesn't matter. I'm up one.
I thought it went the other way around, actually.
No, the Beatles were Beatles. That especially during that White Album period, they were doing blues. It was almost a parody of the blues. They were taking every genre and taking it to the next level.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next call.
Oh man, I hope somebody asked me who the pretty one was. Paul. Who loved to take dumps? Dumps, John.
They all loved it. Everybody loves.
No one loved it like John.
Hi, you're on the.
That's
air.
A fact. Wikipedia.
Hi, you're on the air.
What was the name of the early electronic music pioneer that Paul McCartney wanted to do the backing for Yesterday? And as a hint, she did the electronic version of the Doctor Who theme that we hear at the beginning of the show.
Oh, I know that one. I know.
Wait,
this
hold on.
One.
You mean instead of the string section?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought George. Okay,
because the pretty one was into the experimental stuff.
Yeah, he was. Okay,
he may have been pretty, but he was the one who was into all the weird avant-garde stuff going on in London at that time.
Okay, so George Martin brought in a string section for Yesterday, famously.
Yeah, you're not going to know this.
I believe
one.
There were no other Beatles in the studio for Yesterday. No, I don't know who was Paul McCartney's first choice. Number one, I would challenge it. Where did you hear this?
No, I've heard this too.
Oh, okay, then I would draw my challenge.
It was Delia Derbyshire, right?
Derbyshire.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought it was Derbyshire. No, it was Derbyshire, Ken. Derbyshire.
Well, spelled the same.
No, he's pronouncing it like a Merkin. I'm pronouncing it like a Brit.
No, Brits pronounce it Derby.
Okay, hold on.
So we're up to $858.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're saying that I got that wrong, Ken?
Yeah, I'm saying you got it wrong. Yep.
The avant-garde musician that Paul McCartney, for an afternoon, inquired about her availability. That's a legitimate question.
Well, she was a famous composer for the BBC, for the Radiophonic Workshop.
Fine. But if that counts as a question,
That's a question.
I'm doomed.
You want a question from me?
No. 201-209-9368. So hold on. Right now, it's a wash. Right now, it's a wash.
You have one right and one wrong. We've raised $858.
Hold on. So I owe a listener.
You owe a listener $86.
So this is not going to the station.
Right.
A listener that pledged in the course until
right.
For the
so
next
you
45
could
minutes.
You could pledge, for example, you could pledge $10 tonight and win $86. And that's of right now. Hopefully people keep pledging. And Andy's soaking goes higher and higher.
And how will I get it to them? Through Venmo or PayPal?
Venmo or PayPal, yeah.
Everyone has PayPal or Venmo?
Yeah, or access to it.
Damn.
Or a check.
I'm not going to. Oh, please don't make me mad.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. So
hi.
I have a question. It seems simple at first.
You love the show.
You need to give me the exact wording. What is the title of the Beatles song with the longest? What's the longest title?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Oh, what's the. Okay, hold on. It's not You Know My Name, Look at My Number. You would think that. Hold on. It's What's the New Mary Jane? Wait.
No, What's the New Mary Jane wasn't ever officially
released. All right, you know my name, look up my number is my guess. Or The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill. Wait,
oh, that's a good guess.
Hold on, do you mean which is the most letters?
Which is the most words?
Yeah, the most characters.
Wait, so now I have to count characters? The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill. You know my name.
The answer, you'll know what it is. You'll know. You won't even have to count. That's how long it is.
Everybody's got. Still, wait, is it everybody's got something
now,
to hide?
Wait a minute. Now wait, before you say it.
Yeah.
I need the exact wording.
Oh, shut up! You don't need the exact wording. I'll tell you what
yes,
you need.
Yes, I do, and I said
oh,
that right
shut
the
up! You know my wait. Everybody's got.
I'm the judge.
Are
you ready with your guess?
Yes, then? I guess it's everybody's got something to hide, and then in parentheses, except for me and my monkey would be my
incorrect,
guess.
Sir.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, what is it?
For two reasons.
Oh,
there's no parentheses, and there's no word for.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Gets
thanks
it.
For calling.
He gets it.
Thanks for calling.
He got it. I'm
oh my
giving,
God.
I'm giving it to him.
Wait, and just let me hit pause for a second. I'm not married to this guy, am I?
No, you're not.
Oh, thank God. All right. Thank you. That's how my wife argues with me.
Okay, so you're down to 9%.
Okay, that's right.
All right, and we want people to go to WFMU.org.
There's no parentheses, and you added the word for.
Come on. Yeah.
God almighty, that guy must be fun on Saturday nights.
All right, we need a new tally here. Let's see.
Wait, don't I go down? Wait, isn't
yeah,
it been reduced to 9%?
Well, you go down to 9%, that's true, but the pledge tally went up. So we need a new total.
Oh, wait, no, I don't go down to 9% because I got one wrong.
Well, no, you got two right, so you get the 1% for that. Every time you get two in one category,
oh, okay.
it moves.
I got you.
That's,
oh, that's fine. So I'm down to 9%. I'm down. Wait, I just saved a few bucks for the home team, for me. And it comes out of a listener's pocket. It's a win-win. What are you doing? You're doing some kind of...
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the calculations.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hey, can I do another question?
Oh, wait, hold on. First off, we thank you for pledging.
Wait, did you just call?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
no, another question or
now? No, you scare me.
No, we're going to take another caller.
Yeah.
Thanks, though. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, you love the show. Ken, thank him for pledging.
Thank you for pledging.
I have a question. Maybe it's easy or maybe it's hard.
Oh, I'm hoping. If that's the choice, I'm hoping for easy.
What inspired the song A Day in the Life? What event?
Well, I think there were a couple of events from a newspaper that Lennon was leafing through. One was a car crash, right? And then you're probably talking about the Albert Hall holes. Is that correct, in the ceiling?
No, I was talking about the other part.
Oh, the car crash. I'm taking that
okay.
point. Thanks.
You win.
Oh, thanks. That's how you do it, Ken. We're going to get myself down to 4%.
Too damn easy.
No, they're not easy. 201-209-9368. This is the only Jeopardy category I have a shot at. I can't even do Andy Breckman trivia as well as I could do this. 201-209-9368. We're collecting money. It's some kind of secret. If it's Wednesday, you know that Ken is asking for money. He's wheedling and begging.
Something is broken with my the page that I'm looking at, so I can't, because we just got a whole bunch of pledges.
Oh, no, we did?
Yeah, we just got a whole bunch of pledges, but for some reason the total has not gone up.
Oh, okay.
But I'll
perfect.
I'll figure.
Can somebody come down and do it manually?
No, there's nobody
here.
Well,
why don't you do a ballpark figure? Just kind of estimate as we go.
Okay.
I'll take the next call. I'll take it, and then you do your little math work.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question.
You love the show, and thank you for pledging. Did you, in fact, pledge? Are we limiting these calls to pledgers?
I am actually working extra hours at one of my jobs so that I can pledge in the immediate future.
Is that acceptable to you, Ken?
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Hey, if he pledges after 7, it doesn't count toward my total.
True. So I don't know that we should let him play.
Is your question relatively easy?
It may be. It depends.
Wait, what's that scraping sound? Are you at your job? Are you cleaning up at Wendy's or something after hours?
No, I'm making doorbells.
You're making doorbells?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're doing God's work. Imagine a world, Ken. Use all your imagination. Imagine a world without doorbells.
Well, they...
it would be this, constantly. Whoa!
I know.
Whoa, how did you get in here? Whoa, Jack! Get out of here! That's what life would be like if it wasn't for this call.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And also, the doorbell factories keep all the scrapers employed.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, you can hear that?
If there were no doorbell factories, there would just be scrapers wandering the streets.
Yeah, looking for work. What is the name of your doorbell company?
It's called Spore.
They're the best. Spore bells.
We make the best doorbells in the world.
They truly, truly do. Are your doorbells old school manual doorbells, or are they new electronic doorbells?
It's all 20th century technology.
So you push a button and a bell somewhere in the house rings.
You push a beautiful illuminated button, and either a large bell or a small bell rings in your house. And it's a real bell.
That's a sport. Now, I'll tell you something. I don't like company. I don't want people coming to my house. I'm happy being left alone. Uh-huh. But if I had a Spore bell, I might feel differently.
I don't want to put ads on your beautiful...
Well, I have a suggestion for your next model doorbell. Why don't you have an on-off switch on it? So that if you just don't want to be disturbed, you just turn the doorbell off.
That's a great idea.
Instead of what I have been doing.
Which is what?
Sitting in the dark and ducking.
But you could also rip the wires out.
Yeah.
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 No,
okay. Okay, Spore doorbell. What's your beetle question?
All right. This might be really easy.
Good. Have mercy on your old man. Go ahead.
Okay. So famous rooftop performance of the Beatles.
Okay.
Their public performance.
Okay.
George Harrison was playing a guitar.
Oh, no.
That was made out of a particular kind of wood.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
On the rooftop concert?
Yes. What type of wood was George's guitar made?
Oh, no.
Balsa. It was balsa
wood. No, it's not balsa wood. Oh, no. It was a wooden guitar?
Yeah, wooden guitar.
And this is you. Beautiful. Do you know the answer, Ken?
Solid body. No, was it a solid body?
Yes.
Yeah, a solid body.
A clue.
No clue.
Too late. He said
no,
a clue.
No, he didn't play.
No, he committed to a clue. He said a clue. Go ahead.
I don't think it'll make it easier for you, but just for fun, it was a Fender Telecaster.
Okay, fine. What kind of wood was the Fender Telecaster?
Was it really an unusual thing? Was it redwood? Redwood or something?
Is redwood your guess?
No.
Yes. You can't just start fishing around.
I don't know trees or wood.
What the hell is redwood?
I don't know. What is the answer? What a stupid question.
Nothing's made of redwood trees.
I don't know. What do you say? Pine wood? Pine?
No, mahogany.
Oh, wait, because Pinewood Studios is where George Harrison ended up investing in. He was got into the movie business.
And it was called Pinewood?
Pinewood Studios, but that was years after they broke up. All right, I give up. I'm going to guess pine, just as a long shot.
Well, there are Telecasters made out of pine, but this was made out of rosewood.
Oh, for the love of crap.
Close to redwood.
Wait, do I have to take a point? Do I have to be negative?
Yeah, you're back to 10%. Thanks for your call.
By the way, this doesn't really matter, I guess, but I hated your question. Hated it.
All right. Now I see. There's a bit of a lag, but now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. I've had a bad feeling all week. You know what I think, Ken?
Yeah, what?
I'm afraid another celebrity is going to die this week. I just have this premonition.
All right, we have raised $1,539, and you're back at 10% because you got two right and two wrong.
I have three right.
Yeah, you do have three right. So if you get one more right, then you go back to 9%.
Okay, wait, and what's our total?
Our total is $1,539. So one person who pledged tonight right now is going to win $154.
Oh, no, from my pocket.
From Andy's pocket.
Ken, do you ever get a feeling that a celebrity's going to die, like a premonition?
No.
I've been feeling it all day.
All right, I have a quick one for you.
We can't afford to lose any more celebrities. We lost Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, that's true. They come in threes. A lot of people say that.
We've lost a lot of celebrities lately.
Yeah. No, tons of them. A celebrity dies every day.
It's a natural resource, and it's dwindling.
I don't agree. I think there's new...
I mean, we're not making new celebrities.
We are making...
No, we are not. As we're losing them?
Yes. We're making more celebrities now.
Name one that's been made recently since Angela Lansbury died.
Dua Lipa.
Okay. You got me there. I forgot about Dua Lipa. I stand corrected.
Yeah. See, we're manufacturing even more celebrities now than we were at the peak of, you know, your celebrity
era. They're like pod people. They're like growing in some
basement. Because now there's Instagram celebrities and YouTube celebrities.
They're not celebrities.
TikTok celebrities.
They're not celebrities.
I think they are.
Ernest Borgnine. That was a celebrity.
That's a good...
Nobody's growing Ernest Borgnine in their basement.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are not.
They're growing...
You're not getting new Ernest Borgnine.
They're growing worse things than Ernest Borgnine.
No, he's irreplaceable. Seriously, Ken, we laugh a lot, we have a lot of fun, we joke, but seriously, nobody's replacing Ernest Borgnine.
Well, it's true. Jonah Hill... lost weight. Seth Rogen lost weight. They both had a shot at being the next Ernest Borgnine.
Shut up.
But they.
Why does that make you laugh more than anything else?
It's so surprising.
Because you never hear it on the radio.
Right.
It's just never heard.
It's just so surprising. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Yeah.
I can't believe it either.
Thanks for pledging, Ken.
Thanks for pledging.
I was going to thank you, but then I realized I don't
more
care.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
What was the destination of the first Beatle that ever came to the USA?
Wait, say this again?
What was the first destination?
So before 64, when the Beatles officially came to the USA, there was one member of the Beatles that visited America.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'll give you a clue.
No clues. We're fundraising here.
All right, hold on. Well, Ringo was older chronologically.
Yes.
And he was the last to join the band. So I'm going to say Ringo visited the States before he joined the band. Is that part correct, sir?
That's incorrect.
No.
It wasn't Ringo?
It wasn't Ringo.
No.
It was George.
George came to the States before the band did?
Yeah, he had a sister who lived... Where did his sister live, caller?
Benton, Illinois, a town of 7,000 in southern Illinois.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. I'm ready with my guess.
Go ahead.
G? I'm getting a G. Was it George?
Yes, it was George.
He was visiting a relative, an aunt or a sister...
Yes, his sister.
In the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Okay, I got that.
Good.
Okay.
Well, that
thanks
goes,
for calling.
That goes.
All right.
Thanks, caller. That goes in the wrong column.
Shoot.
All right, I'm going to give you one that you might have a shot at.
Come on.
Famously, in the rooftop concert.
Oh no!
Billy Preston played
Red Rosewood, Red Pinewood.
He played keyboards with the Beatles.
Yeah.
But that's not when they met Billy Preston. They met Billy Preston when they were both in Hamburg.
That's right.
Who was Billy Preston touring with in Hamburg when he met the Beatles?
Sheridan.
Billy Sheridan?
Billy Sheridan.
Oh, Billy Sheridan. Oh, Tony Sheridan.
Tony Sheridan.
Tony
That's
Sheridan.
It. I
no.
got that. Yes.
Nope. Nope.
Yes. Yes.
Nope.
Wikipedia.
Nope.
Wikipedia.
It was Little Richard. Sorry.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Was it mentioned in the documentary last year?
I think it was. Yeah, actually. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question.
I didn't see that whole documentary. Don't tell me how it ends. Do they end up going to Egypt? To do
yes.
the big show
yes.
by the pyramid?
Yes.
I haven't seen part three
by
yet.
By the Pyramid of Cheops.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Don't ruin it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. So I'm down.
Oh, I'll give you. I won't charge you for that last one because that was my question. So
oh,
that's a gimme.
That was an insane question.
Yeah. So right now you
no
have
one though. Well, that one.
Two
I guess.
Right. You have three right and three wrong.
Correct. I'm right at 10%.
So you're 10%.
And what's our total now?
And I'm going to have to do a new calculation on
oh,
the total.
Oh, God, have mercy.
But
anybody,
one person who pledges to Dinner at Andy's tonight is going to get 10% of the amount that we raise.
From my pocket.
And the last figure we had, it was $154 or something. So it's
all right. My kids don't need three meals a
you
day.
You could pledge $10 to FMU and then get $150 from Andy's pocket.
All I ask you, if you ever meet any of my children, don't tell them about lunch. I haven't told them that most people eat three meals a day.
I think they can see you inside
it's
Wendy's from the car.
My money's there.
Unless you have tinted windows. But usually, yeah.
So people don't feel any shame or guilt taking money from me.
No. No, no. Okay, the total now is up to $156. No, actually, that's way
that's dated.
Yeah, that's way behind. That's way behind. There's a real lag here. That's what I'm noticing.
Oh, there's a lag here, baby.
Yeah, there's a lag.
There's a lag, not just on that screen.
Because we got a really big pledge.
Oh, no.
We got a really big pledge. So I'm just going to add that pledge in here.
Oh, wait, I'm not happy. Wait. Tap the brakes. Who's now totaling this up?
Well, there's a total up there, but it lags.
How about the total be the official total, not something from your fevered brain?
Oh, you mean like out of my butt? My butt is 85% correct.
I don't know what you're saying, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What the hell are you doing?
Hey, do you have a Beatles question for us?
Vet things at all in your head before you talk?
There was an interview with John Lennon in Playboy magazine shortly before he died.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
What was John's evaluation of George Harrison's project, Bangladesh?
According to an interview in Playboy magazine.
You know what?
Well, here's the problem.
They said different things at different times, positive and negative about one another.
And also, I did buy that Playboy magazine, but I bought it for the boobs.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to the interview. It's not fair to me.
It's just not fair at all.
You could ask me about the boobs in that issue.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember the
boobs. Yeah, I'm sorry, caller. I'm not going to accept that question. Do you have another question?
Because it's insane.
No, that's it.
Okay.
A quote.
Yeah, no, just
a
because.
A quote from some 5-hour interview.
Right, just because they gave a lot of interviews and their opinions changed, as all people.
But that was a famous interview. Maybe a legitimate question.
Was that the Jan Wenner interview?
A legitimate question would be who conducted the interview.
Yeah, because during the Jan Wenner interviews, the National Lampoon of John Lennon called Magical Misery Tour?
Okay.
It's hilarious. It's Christopher Guest or somebody. And,
okay. Yeah.
It's made up almost verbatim of his quotes from that Jan Wenner interview.
Fantastic.
And Mick Jagger, I think, that makes a joke with all his stupid faggot dancing.
Uh-huh.
Wiggling his ass, you know. It's just a bunch of BS.
Those are all legitimate quotes.
Verbatim from the Jan Wenner Rolling Stone interview.
What year was that? I'm sure he was interviewed more than once. That was the Rolling Stone Playboy.
It was 70 or 71. It was pretty fresh in the
After the breakup.
All right, so right now somebody's going to win.
Ask me what broke the Beatles up. Maybe that'll be a question.
Okay,
Yoko.
I'm going to ask you another question.
Do you ever say this in restaurants when you're ordering?
What?
And I'd like an omelet with one egg, Yoko Ono.
No, I've never used that joke.
Waiters love it. I tell them jokes in lieu of tips.
Well, I bet they appreciate that.
No, actually, a lot of them don't.
Hi, you're on the air.
Excuse me, was anything wrong with the service?
Hi,
hey, I told you eight jokes. Thanks very much. Thanks for calling. Okay, thanks for your pledge.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, thank you for your pledge.
You're welcome, Ken.
Yeah, don't thank
me. Do you have some Beatles trivia for us?
I do, but I'll also tell you, too, since you're worried about a celebrity dying, I just heard Jerry Lee Lewis passed away today.
Oh, that's right.
No.
He did. The killer just passed away.
And
the question is, in the film Help.
The question is, who's going to tell his 14-year-old wife?
She's older than 14 now.
Not the new wife.
She's an ex-wife.
The new wife. They're all 14.
13, actually. Myrna was 13.
His cousin. I believe it was a first cousin.
Yes. You know, maybe not first.
That's class.
Maybe like second first cousin.
My first cousin wouldn't agree that there was a precedent set by Jerry Lee Lewis. She just didn't even want to buy that argument at all.
You tried.
Tried. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Leslie, you want to see my impression of Jerry Lee Lewis? Ew!
Wow.
You ready for my question?
At least you asked permission.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The president.
So, caller, in the movie Help.
In the movie Help, who pops up out of the ice and asks for directions to White Cliffs of Dover?
Oh, I remember that scene.
Oh, what a great question.
I remember that scene.
Hold on. Oh my gosh, what a great question. I'm going to... Oh, my first guess would be Peter Sellers.
Yeah, probably Peter Sellers.
Wait, so it must have been a British celebrity.
And he was sort of...
friends with him.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so this 65... I'm
remembering a character actor, though.
Okay, I'm going to say Peter Sellers, but it's a legitimate question.
Who was it? Who was it, caller?
It was Mal Evans, the road manager.
Oh,
there's Mal Evans, the guy with Maxwell's silver hammer and the anvil.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So that's two sets wrong. So you go up to 11%, my friend. Well done, caller.
But, Ken, these questions are...
They are pretty hard.
So, no, by hard, you don't mean hard. You mean arcane or just so.
But you're a smart guy. You're a Beatlesologist.
No, I thought I was.
All right, here's one you might be able to figure out.
Yeah.
In the song Lady Madonna.
Oh, no.
What's the one day of the week that's not mentioned? You know,
Tuesday.
Mondays
yes,
on the
I
phone.
Yes, I know. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, treating me like a lun. Thursday, the child of the human man, season of faith. Wait, so it's either Friday or Friday or Saturday. I have a 50-50. I guess I'll say Saturday.
Wow, very good.
Oh, I'm taking it.
You got it.
Well, what was Friday? What was that line?
I don't know.
Wait, where are you getting these things?
The
Wikipedia. No. Just say Wikipedia.
No, not Wikipedia. Beetlepedia. Beetlewiki.
Wait. Tell me the score.
All right.
Am I back to zero? Or 10%?
Yeah, you're back to 10%.
Oh, I'm going to die at 10%.
You're 10%.
Oh, and, God. Wait, so I'm going to owe somebody?
Damn this lag. Damn this lag that I'm getting here.
Hello.
With the addition. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. Hey. Thanks for your pledge.
I
thanks.
I can't believe I got through.
No, I can't believe it either. I'll tell you why that's funny. Nobody's calling.
The question I have is, what record label did Beatles get rejected from very early on?
Decca.
Oh, that's so easy.
Kicked themselves in the butt.
Thank you.
Decca.
That's right. That's
all right,
Decca.
All right.
Okay, I'm taking
thanks
that point.
Call. Andy gets a point.
So I'm up one.
Yeah, you're up one. You need another one to go down to 9%.
That was a good question.
That was a good question. A little easy.
I love stories like that, the guys that passed on the Beatles, because they have to live the rest of their lives listening to the Beatles when they go shopping, every time they're in the car. It haunts them. There was an executive at Columbia that passed on E.T. imagine that year for that guy.
Hi, you're on the air.
I did a marvelous thing. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you pledged. Thanks for your pledge.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Andy putting it all out on the line, you know.
Yeah. Welcome to my wallet.
Yeah, no, it's very generous, you know, especially this time of year. It's like a
by generous you mean
you
stupid.
You get the last king size candy bar going trick or treat, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
The last
that's
final handout of
it's
October.
The king size. I'm offering 10% or whatever we raise in the next 15 minutes. Go ahead. So, do you have a trivia question? Oh, please make it easy. Who was the pretty Beatle?
Personally, I think
Beatle?
Five would be adequate, but...
Five?
So the Beatles, some would say, had an iconic sound.
I would agree, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
And so there was bands that also sounded like the Beatles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So could you name, Andy, at least like five Beatle ripoff bands?
No, we can't. I can't take that.
Well, a lot of them were.
How about call Gaylord and he could referee it?
Yeah, no, sorry.
But a lot of them were managed by Brian Epstein, weren't they? Is that the ones you're thinking of? Am I
mean,
right?
what constitutes a Beatles sound-alike band? You know,
well,
I mean,
Dave Clark Five, the
there's way worse.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. Look, a lot of bands.
That's
a lot
the
of
thing.
Bands.
That's
well,
why, that's why I can't accept.
Well,
the
Badfinger. But all you could really the easy way to answer that would be to list the bands that sang original Lennon McCartney songs, you know, that were given Lennon McCartney songs.
Oh, but there were so many.
There were a few, yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how about it all? You know that bass Paul McCartney got famous with at first, the one that was shaped like a violin?
Yeah, remember that early bass?
Oh, no.
Bass?
Shape of bass guitars. Is that where we are?
Yes, that's where. Cool. That's what it's come
all
to.
All right, I'm going to take a guess. Violin? It's shaped like a violin. Am I right?
Well, yeah, but
okay, then. I'll take that point.
No.
I'll take that point. Shaped Like a Violin.
No.
Yes.
That's not what he's asking.
That's an amazing answer.
He's asking. What are you asking, caller?
Well, what's the brand?
Yeah,
the
what's
brand
the brand?
That it was.
What? Who made
yeah,
his little tiny bass?
Was it a Fender? Was it a Gibson?
Left-handed fretless.
A Gretsch?
Left-handed fretless violin-shaped bass.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the wrong column. Can I guess, was it a Hohner?
Nope. It was. You're close, though. It was Hofner, H-O-N-E-R.
Oh, Hofner, right, Hofner, okay.
Yep, Ken, you're great. Yeah. Ken, I'm very impressed with you today.
All right, thanks, caller. All right, here's another question for you, Andy. Which track were the Beatles working on when they were all together for the last time ever in the studio? And right now,
let me see.
It's looking like you're going to have to write a check to one listener for $180. Because
we've
raised $1,800, and we hope people will increase this tally, increase the pain to Andy's wallet, and increase the bounty to one person pledging to the Heckraiser at WFMU.org.
So it's not Her Majesty, because that wasn't all of them.
Well, that was the shortest.
I know, but that was just probably McCartney. Okay, hold on. So it was probably something like, ooh, what if it was one of George's songs from Abbey Road?
Yes, he had a
he had
a few.
Oh, what if it was that they were finishing that up? Ooh, because they were all there for that.
There was something.
I'm going to say
something. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going. Oh, so, but the fact that you're giving me those titles means it's not right. I'm going to say. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, it was okay. I'm gonna. Here's my guess. It was the a cappella. Because.
Okay, that's your guess. Because.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
What was it?
I Want You, She's So
Happy. Oh, that I really was gonna guess that too. Yeah. Shoot. Okay, legitimate question.
All right. Right now, no calls. You can make Andy's percentage that he's matching of the fundraising tally go up or down with a Beatles question. Right now, he's had 5 right and 5 wrong.
How can people pledge money, Ken? Why don't you tell them how?
Well, the phone number for the Beatles questions is 201-209-9368.
But you want their money, Ken.
Yes, and to pledge money, you go to WFMU.org, and it's hard to miss. It's right there, hard to miss. Just make sure that you pledge to Dinner at Andy's, and then we're looking at how much we've raised tonight, and 10% of it is going to go to a listener out of Andy's pocket. Could be you! And right now,
or it could be you. I'm pointing to it. I'm indicating a different listener.
And right now, it's coming up. The bounty is coming up to $200.
Wait, we've raised $2,000.
We're close. We're getting close to $2,000. It's just this damn lag.
It's a poor craftsman that blames the lag.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
You are.
Oh, you love the show.
That I do. What is Paul McCartney's his name given at birth?
Ooh. Oh, Paul's his middle name? Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, it's probably a common name. It's probably a very common name.
Yeah, a very British common name.
Paul McCartney. Is it Dave? I guess
like
I'll just
Nigel
or David or something. I'm going to say David, but it's a crazy, just a wild guess.
James.
Oh, that's right, James Paul McCartney. Oh, you know what? I should have known that. I'm so bad with names. Anyway.
All right, you're up to 11%.
Oh God!
But if one more right question, you'll get back to 10%. And thank you, caller. That was a good one.
What was the most disheartening part about that phone call?
His noise.
Yeah, you now have the callers making the buzzing noise. So whatever you have is contagious.
Hi, you're on the air.
I love the show, yeah. I love the show.
Oh, she loves you. Yeah. I got that right. That's the melody of She Loves You.
No.
Yes, I got that right.
It's not a
question.
You
can't deny that.
It's not a question. Is this Sam the Appraiser?
Oh, yes.
Sam, what am I right? Did I get that right?
No.
You were singing the melody to She Loves You.
I was singing something else out of tune.
You know what gave it away? The yeah.
What's the question, Sam?
Okay, so
What was the name of the man who replaced Paul McCartney in the group after Paul died tragically in 1965?
I think he was also named Paul McCartney.
Yeah, or he legally changed it. Here's all I know. He wouldn't wear shoes when he walked across Abbey Road. That's all I know about that guy. Hey, Sam, thanks for your help last week.
Oh, no problem.
Then you gave that money to the right person, but Nadia.
And thanks for your pledge, Sam.
Nadia, little Nadia was laughing her heart out. Not enough.
Yeah, but Midge laughed more than just her heart out.
Yeah, Midge laughed her soul out. Well, Nadia went home with a couple of T-shirts. We hope that's enough.
Which one of the Beatles was the walrus?
Well, the walrus was Paul. Here's another clue for you all.
Oh.
Hey, wait, I'm going to take that. Hold on. Wait, I'm going to take that, buddy.
You didn't get the real one right, the other one.
Wait, what was the other one?
The guy replaced
Paul. Oh, for the love of God, that wasn't real.
William Campbell.
I don't know you can take the walrus was Paul.
Why?
Because he previously said, I am the walrus. So which one are you going to believe?
No, John said, I am the walrus.
Yeah, and then he sang,
the
walrus was Paul.
Here's a clue for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So he said it. He said both me and Paul.
Well, he said, I'm the walrus, but then he said, to tell you the truth, I was not 100% transparent in my earlier song.
No, I don't know about that.
He corrected himself.
I don't know about that. No.
Oh, that's a hot one.
Which one of the Beatles was secretly Jewish?
We're going to do a whole show. We're going to do a whole show on who the walrus was. Which Beatle was secretly Jewish? Like who's had a Jewish mother? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, born of a Jewish womb.
Right.
Which Beatle was born of a Jewish womb?
That's a real question.
Well, no. Well, not exactly.
I could narrow it down to four.
It was one of the fifth Beatles.
Well,
there's 23 fifth Beatles, yeah. And one of them was born of a Jewish woman.
Well, Brian Epstein.
Very good. Well done.
No. But that's not what Sam is asking. Sam, you're saying one of the Beatles had a Jewish mother.
Sam is fibbing.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, he's fibbing.
Oh. Oh, you got my wife all excited. There might have been a Jewish Beatle.
Thanks, Sam. All right, let's do a new calculation. You're at 10%.
Am I?
Yes,
wait,
you
didn't
are.
I got one right there, though.
No, I'm not giving you the walrus one
because it's in dispute.
You could go any way you want on it.
Siri, who was the walrus?
All right, $195 is the current bounty. We've raised $1,950 here tonight. And,
you said it would just be a few dollars.
Yeah, 195. Last week you gave the winner $140.
Exactly. Why is this show bleeding me and my family, my beloved family, every week?
How's that new Monk movie doing? It's doing well, I heard. The whole cast back together.
Here's hoping.
Yeah.
How much money are the other DJs spending on their stupid shows?
Tons.
Nothing.
Tons. They actually do spend a lot.
Do they?
Yeah.
What a racket you got going. What a racket this radio business is.
Hi, you're on the air.
We're not going to pay you.
Well, some radio stations charge people. I don't charge people.
Yeah, that's your big selling point.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I have a question.
You let me do this for free, Ken? Yeah, what's your question?
What band did Ringo leave to join the Beatles?
Oh, Rory something in the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Something. Rory something.
Rory Storm.
Rory Storm.
Yeah,
Rory
Storm. I'll take it. I'm taking that point.
All right, you're back to 10%.
You can all go to hell. 10%.
All right, thanks, caller. That was a good question.
I should have started at 5%.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show.
Thanks. Thanks for your pledge.
Was it really a Monk movie?
We're working on
it. Oh, yeah, and he got a huge contract.
Shut up.
Yep, to remake, to have a new Monk movie with Tony Shalhoub.
Hey, I'm glad you mentioned him, Ken. I've got to invite him to join the cast.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, make a note.
Yeah. I am. I'm making a note now.
Ask
I'm writing it down.
Tony.
Call Tony. I'm going to do that as soon as we get off the air.
In 1964, the Beatles refused to play in Florida, and I went. The question is, why did they refuse to play at a gig in Florida in 1964?
Is that a segregation question? Is that there was a segregated arena?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to him.
Good one.
I'll take it. Well, that's an easy one, actually.
Research more, and it was, wow, bravo.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
But you're still at 10%. You need one more right answer to drop to 9%.
The Beatles refused to play if there were Jews in the audience.
Well, except Brian Epstein. They made an exception for him.
Yeah.
All right, we only have a few moments left to soak Andy.
Wait, maybe I can get it down to 9%. If I get one more right, it's 9%, right?
Right.
Oh, please ask me an easy question.
Okay, I have a question in mind.
Oh, no.
Oh, but it's too hard. It's a really hard one.
Oh, good. Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
You'll never get it.
Spare me. Don't ask me. 201-209-9368. You know what? You know what's kind of gratifying about this hour? I'm sorry I'm losing money. I'm sorry I volunteered for this. But at least, you know, I don't have Alzheimer's. I'm remembering more than I thought I would.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
For an old man. And you're doing pretty good for a drug-addled veteran of the drug wars.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening. It's your friendly appliance repairman. How are you?
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah, how are you?
Oh, all right. Well.
But, Jeremiah, you don't have to pledge. You give of your time.
Oh, but he has pledged.
Oh,
I did pledge.
Well, that's above and beyond. I think you and Heather get a pass. Also, my new friend Tomer gets a pass. He drove me home last week. Tomer, you don't have to pledge.
You make friends every week.
I make one friend every 7 years.
That's an interesting statistic.
That's more than enough, believe me. I hate them all.
So in 1968,
oh no,
a WABC jockey got fired. He got fired mid-air shift for breaking format and discussing the Paul is Dead controversy.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember his name?
I remember this story.
Do you mean that subject was off limits? The management said don't go there.
Well,
wasn't it that it was on ABC AM when it was a top 40 station? So he basically stopped playing music and just turned it into a talk show about Paul is Dead theories.
And the best part is it happened in the middle of the night, and there was an actual telephone switchboard operator, and she got so overwhelmed she freaked out and called Rick Sklar, who woke up at 2:30 in the morning and
program director
basically and ejected the guy from the studio.
So Andy, do you remember the name of the guy?
Wait, this is you and Jeremiah just gleefully asking me the name of some obscure DJ.
I don't remember his name.
Dear God.
All right. Well,
I remember he was half Jewish because his mother was born Jewish.
Cousin Brucey? Danny?
Oh, that would have been interesting.
Dan Ingram?
Cousin Brucey wasn't fired. We know that.
That's true, yeah. True. Long John Nebel?
yeah, that's my guess.
Roby Young.
Okay.
But it's fun to say Long John Nebel, isn't it?
It is. Jeremiah, well, thanks for the call. We have to wrap up.
Okay.
We're almost out of time.
We have to pick a winner. Well, how are you going to do that?
I just counted how many there are.
How many are there?
There's around 40. So,
wait, 40? You mean 40 listeners have pledged?
40 people have pledged.
So you need to randomly pick a number between 1 and 40.
Right.
And then you're going to count from the top and go down.
Yeah, you're going to randomly pick a number.
What do you mean I am? How do I randomly pick a number?
You just think of a number.
No, I'm not going to. Well, that's not fair.
All right, well, you think of one number and then I'll think of a number. And then we'll either add them or we'll put them next to each other.
What are you talking about? You can't random. You don't have a random number generator.
No, we can come up with a random number.
No, we cannot come up with a random number.
Oh my god!
You know some names on that list. I wouldn't let you near a random number.
Oh my god! There's no time.
Well, why didn't you have this arranged beforehand?
Because you can figure. Because it's easy to come up with a random number.
Go ahead, Siri. Pick a number between 1 and 40.
I got it.
Here random number generator.
All right. Random number generator. 23.
Okay. You had it. You went online. You found a random number generator. Okay. 23.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Count exactly.
9.
So it sounds like it was somebody who pledged midway through the show.
14, 15.
So
16,
if you pledged around 25 minutes after the hour.
19.
Go ahead.
20. 21. 22. Yep. The next person is the winner.
Okay. Go ahead. Drum roll. Wikipedia.
George in Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, how do I get hold of George? What did George win?
He won over $200.
Holy moly, what did he pledge?
He made a nice pledge.
What did he pledge? More than 200?
No, way less than 200. I'm not going to announce how much he pledged.
That guy can go to hell.
George, okay. George in Alexandria, Virginia, if you're listening, email me at ken@wfmu.org. Otherwise,
you have his last name. You made a note of it.
Yeah.
To confirm.
Yep.
And then, Ken, you'll give me his contact information.
Yeah. And Andy will either Venmo or PayPal.
And what do I owe him?
You. I could figure that out. Where is Matt?
Wait, Fyvek? Wasn't I down to 9%?
No, I don't think so. I think you were still at 10%.
So I just spent the hour treading water?
Yeah, we went back and forth and back and forth.
That's my life. That sums it up. Oh, man, I hope I'm wrong about that celebrity dying this week.
Did you predict a celebrity?
No. But
you're just saying, I mean, a celebrity dies every day, at least every day.
We lost Jerry Lee Lewis today.
Yeah.
Where were you when you heard Jerry Lee Lewis had died?
Once again, I was at Dealey Plaza. It was a day like any
other. On the grassy hill. On the grassy knoll.
It was a day like any other day.
I was on Dealey Plaza, too, holding your umbrella.
You owe George from Alexandria, yeah, Virginia, $211.
Holy moly. What did I get into here? All right, fine. Well, George, contact us. Congratulations. Or Mazel Tov.
Yeah, Mazel Tov,
as
George.
As Brian Epstein would say, Beatles manager, fifth Beatle.
Oh, you're talking about the Jewish womb he was born of.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, God. How did I get into this?
I had a hard Beatles question that I was going to ask you, but it's just too hard. But you want to know what it was?
No, no, I'm not interested in the least.
It's a good one.
I'm not interested at all.
You don't care.
All I want to do is go home.
Yeah, you can't name the four Beatles anymore, I bet.
George, guitar, Ringo, drums, Paul is pretty, John loved to take dumps.
Very good.
You can ask anyone about John, anyone that worked with him. Anyone in the Plastic Ono band.
Well,
can
no,
confirm
I mean,
that.
Yes, but it's also been portrayed in one of those Beatles movies. He's on stage wearing a toilet seat around his neck.
You know why that was so appropriate?
Why?
He loved to take dumps. Little Beatle trivia for you.
That's why he was named John. Okay. Hey, thanks to Jeremiah and Heather for being our small staff here at Dinner at Andy's. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And thank you to everybody who pledged tonight. Had a great showing. Thanks to everybody who's pledged to the Heck Raiser in general. And thank you, Andy, for forking over $211 to George and Alexandria.
Please shut up. He can't talk forever. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you. The blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Four. When I got through, it wouldn't let me go.